All right, thanks for joining me. Let's pray. Let's pray, pray, pray. It's good to be able to turn to the Lord at this time and just invoke his mercy. I want to share a couple quick emails I'd like to do with you. If you want to get in, here's the number. It's 888-914-9149. And I'd ask you to do one thing. Please tell others about the chaplet. This is such an extraordinary prayer. It's powerful. I know God hears our prayers here. And by spreading it, the Lord promised special graces for you, special protection for you. So tell others about divine mercy. Tell them about the chaplet. Get them plugged into it. All right. Pray with me every afternoon. Want to share this quick email that came in. The person wrote to me and says, hey, I need to thank you, they said, for the reason you mentioned jobs during your prayers. What you didn't know is that I have been displaced from work and had decided to only apply for positions with organizations with values that align with the Catholic Church, which, quite frankly, Drew, really narrowed my options considerably. However, I continuously repeated the words, Jesus, I trust in you. What a beautiful prayer, huh? When you are stressed, when you're filled with anxiety, when you are overcome by your situation, just say that prayer. It's a prayer. It's an invocation. Jesus, I trust in you. It's a testimony of your love and faith. Jesus, I trust in you. So the person says, I prayed that prayer over and over again, daily, and marched on. On June 2nd, I knew I was nearing the end of my severance package, and I was actually driving home from a job interview when I called into your show. For this guy, John, but you also prayed for me and all those who are looking for jobs. Drew, a few days later, I received a verbal offer for a position. I start on Monday. What's even better is that I learned that my supervisor is a wonderful Christian woman. My entire team is devoted to praying for each other, which I find to be rare in the corporate space. I feel as if, though, I'm landing where Jesus wants me to be. Thank you for your prayers. And for me as a caller, I am just so grateful to have you. I love that. I mean, God hears prayers, doesn't he? He hears them in all sorts of ways. Be faithful. Put your trust in him. And I guarantee you, you will see the results of that because God is a God of surprises, right? He is. And we should talk about that one day. I want to lift up a quick intention here, too, that just came in. And this is a mother who I'm sure is very concerned. I'll keep her name anonymous. But she said she's waiting for a court case to be resolved. I believe it's her son or some relative there who has for his record to be completely wiped clean. He's being charged with a felony for being the driver of a vehicle that killed his brother. It was a terrible accident. There was no drugs or alcohol involved or any other vehicles. I'm just requesting prayers for his whole family and for his dear brothers who is now in the arms of our Lord and the Blessed Mother. May Our Lady the Undoer Knots undo this knot completely. Well, we will pray for this situation. And I know that this is already a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous loss. And I can't imagine, you know, being the driver and being involved in an accident that took the life of my own brother. I mean, this man's got to live with that for really the rest of his life. So we'll lift that up. And we'll lift up your needs. I'm joined right now by my colleague, Preston. Preston, good to pray with you as always on these Wednesdays. Anything you want to pray for today?
Tomorrow is my grandparents' 60th wedding anniversary. Their names are Ed and Ellie Bosch, so I'd like to just pray for them and be my honor to lift them up today.
That's great. I want to pray for the division in the church today, too. There's a lot of stuff going online with priests, and their bishops, and I just want to pray for peaceful resolution and that scandal doesn't get spread, but rather we can be obedient, we can be faithful to the church and to what it teaches, and maybe that for in all of our lives, whether you work in corporate America, sometimes obedience is a very difficult thing, you know. Humility is a very difficult thing, but we should maybe call upon Padre Pio. I often think of him. He was a Catholic priest who was banned from saying Mass publicly for 10 years. And when people used to try to say something about the priest who, the bishop who censured him, he'd yell at him. He'd tell him, no, don't do that. And he very quietly and humbly endured really what was a suffering for him for a decade. You know, this man bore the wounds of Christ and ultimately was raised to the altar. So if you are in a situation right now where you're really struggling with obedience, I mean, we all do. Right, it's just our human nature. Let's pray for that virtue, for both humility and obedience. I think we'll speed down the pathway to holiness if we do that. One final intention here: would you pray for our son? He is going to have that he has a good brain MRI result. On Friday, I want to pray for Kay Burke, who's a great supporter of Relevant and just a great friend of mine, that she will she'll recover from surgery that she had today promptly and completely. And let's pray now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's take our first call from Anaheim, California today. Yoli is praying with us there. Yoli, good afternoon.
Yes, hi. Prayer intention is for Andres Jacobo. Has lung cancer. He has 2 months to live. Also for his conversion and for all lives that need a miracle from God.
All right, I like that prayer. Let's pray. We'll lift up your intentions as well. I know you probably have many personal ones, but we'll pray for Andres. Lord, I pray for all those with cancer. I want to pray for James Bosco, those who are recovering from surgery. I want to pray for all those who need miracles. And I don't limit them, Lord. I don't know what your intention is, but I just ask that your touch, your grace, your mercy flow in this moment. And those who really need those obstacles removed, need those physical healings to manifest, that need resolutions to their conflicts, that by virtue of the prayers, these prayers, they see that. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity, your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Kathy is praying with us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hi, Kathy. Good afternoon.
Oh, hi there. First of all, I'd like to send prayers for you and your health.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, and I also would like to pray for my husband, Dave, who they're not sure yet if it's ALS or it's something with his spine. Oh, no. He's having some breathing problems, and tomorrow he goes to the doctor for a breathing test. So we're hoping that he passes his test tomorrow and that the Lord will heal him from this.
Well, let's pray for good news, Kathy, okay? Let's do that.
Sure.
I'm sorry for what you're going through. It's tough. But we'll pray for Dave right now. I hope everyone will put him on their prayer list. I mean, ALS is a frightening diagnosis, Lou Gehrig's disease. And Lord, I pray for anyone who is suffering right now from muscular diseases, anyone who's having respiratory or breathing problems, anyone who's not quite sure what the ailment that is afflicting them is. And I ask again for your touch, Lord. I ask for your healing. I ask for your mercy. I ask for those miracles. Lord, I know so often you give us these trials. And I know that you are calling us to greater trust and to greater holiness. And Lord, I ask that for those who are being faithful in this walk, they feel your presence and they see the fruit of their prayers, we pray. Eternal Father, We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Of course, you can email me your intentions, drew@relevantradio.com, or on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @DrewMarianiShow. We'd love to pray for you as well. So Patrick's monitoring the Twitter handle right now. And what's coming in? What kind of prayers are needed, Patrick?
We have Nancy's. She's praying for that she feels better because she has arthritis right now. Jeanette praying for her mom's friend who broke her wrist. Robin's praying for Danny, who is in need of a kidney. Sue's praying for her daughter that she gets into a good medical school. And Kevin is praying for clarity, health, and peace within his family.
All right. We'll lift up all those intentions and bring Marie into this decade as well. She's listening in New Jersey. Marie, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I called you last week about my brother.
Yeah.
He's in intensive care right now, and he had a triple bypass and a valve replacement. They're trying to take the ventilator out, but he's having problems breathing.
Oh.
And I'm just beside myself because it's the only sibling I got.
Yeah.
I have no other family.
Oh.
And I just want God to give him a second chance.
The Lord hears.
I'm just beside myself.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marie.
I love him so much. Oh. I mean, we haven't been getting along, and I just want him to get well.
I remember your call. Look, God hears the cries of your heart, and he hears those tears. And I know how much you love your brother. God loves him infinitely more. And I'm glad you got through today because we're here for you. Okay? We want to pray for you right now.
And he has a severely handicapped daughter that they need help. You know,
let's pray for the miracle, Marie. Let's not grow despondent. Let's not despair. Let's pray. You know, let's ask God right now. The Lord says that he rejoices when souls ask much. You know, he wants us to ask big. He wants us to ask much. He's sad when we don't ask, when we limit or narrow our hearts. And I just go back to Scripture, and I see how the Lord has demonstrated so vividly for us his healing touch, how the lame walked, the, you know, blind saw, the mute spoke, those who could not hear could hear, the deaf could hear. Anything is possible, Scripture tells us. Mark 9:23, anything is possible for those who believe. Anything is possible for those who believe. So we need to have that faith. You know, we have to have that trust. We're going to pray that from this moment forward, as a result of these prayers and our family coming together, your brother's health and condition will turn, and that he'll be able to quickly recover, and you'll have him for many more years. And Lord, I always submit everything to your holy will, but I know now, Lord, that you hear these prayers, and I thank you for the way that you are working. And I pray for Marie that she may have peace and consolation, and pray for all those in these very critical moments where they're overcome by anxiety, fear, and despondency, and it's so hard to pray. On their behalf, we petition your great mercy as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Jackie is listening in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Jackie, thanks for praying with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I had put a request in to the Dope9 Mercy regarding my daughter-in-law, Laura, mm-hmm. who had been suffering from, it came on over a period of time, but for 18 months, she was basically despondent, sitting at home, not driving, not going out, absolutely no interaction with her children. It was devastating.
Wow.
And I just started to pray and pray and pray and did the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And I'd say around a month ago, we saw a small improvement. She actually went out and got a job.
Wow.
And she's worked a waitress.
That's
and
great.
All of a sudden, she is talking with her family. It's like the light has opened up in her again.
That's great.
So it's amazing. And I tell everybody, you have to say this chaplet.
Yep.
It works.
Yeah. Oh, it's a powerful prayer. I mean, the Lord has given, as you know, Jackie, so many promises associated, like the rosary. And that's the other prayer I pray daily. Both of these, God has given these prayers to us. He wants them prayed. And this he gave to us, you know, in just recent years, just decades ago, if you think about it. And we are seeing the fruit of it. You know, the Lord promised, you know, that anything we ask of him in virtue of his passion, it will be granted to us. And this is a prayer that reaches the throne of God. It touches the heart of the Father. We offer him the body, blood, the soul, and divinity of his Son, and great things happen. And Lord, I thank you right now for Jackie's daughter coming out of this depression, for this job that she has. I pray for all those who battle depression, all those who are crippled by anxiety. I pray for all those who think there's no way out. They're going to be forever changed to this great struggle. Lord, that you liberate and you free them by virtue of this prayer right now. And Lord, we trust in the promises you gave to St. Faustina, the promises of this great prayer. And we thank and rejoice in you now for the graces that are flowing, the miracles that are going to unfold, the healings that are going to take place, the liberations, the new beginnings that are now about to begin. And I just pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Anna is listening in Chicago. Anna, good afternoon.
Yes, hi, Drew. Good afternoon. I had a prayer intention for my son who is very in pain, his back and his shoulder, and he went to ER, and they said that might go by itself away, but they took the blood test and all this, and they didn't find anything, so hopefully this pain will go away. He couldn't hardly breathe.
Oh, no.
Also, I want to pray for myself. I went for my mammogram today, and hopefully everything will be okay, and I don't have to worry. And plus, I want to pray for our church where there is a situation that they might close our Polish Mass, and I hope they'll keep it open because of a lack of priests. And so that's what I would pray for. And also for my sister and my brother, haven't been in confession for a long time.
Wow.
And they're also my brothers cohabitating. Those are my prayer intentions.
Yeah. Well, great prayers. Anna, let's pray. See, these are some of those intentions I know the Lord always answers. That prayer of conversion, I'm convinced. And how many of you right now listening have somebody who's cohabitating or has been away from the faith for a long time? Let's bring them to the Lord. Let's bring all of Anna's intentions there too. And I want to bring Pam into the intention because she's got an intention for, I believe, a transplant. And this chaplet seems to move the heart of God. We have so many answered prayers in this area. Pam's praying with us in Indiana. Hi, Pam.
Yes. Hi, Drew. Thank you so much. My brother-in-law, Terry, is currently undergoing a heart transplant. He's about 6 hours in and probably has about 3 hours left. Things are going perfectly so far. That was our last update. And I just want to offer him up and and the intentions of you and everybody there at Relevant Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam. Oh, God bless you. We'll pray for him right now. I just remember when I had a friend, he's a surgeon, he and his wife called my wife and I, and we prayed in the midst of his own son's surgery. And I really believe God heard those prayers, and a miracle took place with this boy. It's like a light went off in him, and I know God's going to continue to work in him. I'm going to pray for your brother-in-law right now, all those in surgery, all those in need of organ transplants, but in particular, we pray for your brother-in-law's heart transplant, that, Lord, you be the hands of these surgeons. I'm going to pray for Sandra, who's going back to Croatia to bury her father, and everyone else who's here on hold, everyone writing to me, and of course, everyone united with me now, Eternal Father. We just turn to you. I give you their intentions, their hearts. I intercede on behalf of them. And with trust, with faith, with confidence, with love, I ask for your mercy as I pray, Eternal Father. I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments, we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Health,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for
us. Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
Father Seraphim Mikalenko,
pray for us.
All you holy souls in purgatory,
pray for us.
St. Kateri Tekakwitha, whose feast it is today. And, of course, Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. I want to get her in today,
too. Pray for us.
All you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Preston, thank you for praying with me. Always good to have you here.
Yep, thank you.
Stay with me. When we come back, you might have missed what I shared with you on Friday. I've got something I want to just get you plugged into. So if you stay with me, I'll make it quick. I'll get you plugged in. It's something I think that'll bless you, okay? Be right back.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show. Your daily dose of faith, hope, and charity. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, it is good to be here with you today. First of all, thank you for praying with me as God continues to hear your prayers. And I want you to know he does hear your prayer. And he often brings things out for a greater good. Make sure you email me. Tell me how God has answered that prayer, how the miracle's taken place, the surgery was successful, the court case got thrown out, or whatever it is, okay? It's drew@relevantradio.com, drew@relevantradio.com. I'd love to hear it. Just in the byline, put answered prayer, okay? You can always send me your intentions there, too, and we pray for you every day at the same time here, but I pray for you throughout the day, and it is really it's really important. You know, I was in my car today driving in. I was hearing the testimony of somebody who was talking about how God often shuts doors, you know, when he wants another door open. And so often we depend on the people who are in our lives. We can't imagine what life would be without that person there. You know, maybe it's somebody who you depend on for your job and you think your business is going to fail if they ever leave you. Maybe it's somebody in a relationship that you're dependent on. quite often we pray that those people don't leave. I remember my own situation just very quickly here. You know, when I was involved in, you know, documentary work and production, I loved it. I loved traveling the world. I loved sitting in edit bays. I loved working, you know, with the creative. I just loved it. It was a joy for me. But after a period of time, God took all that away from me. Right? He did. And I've shared the story many times in the past. But it was funny because I was thinking about this today. This man made this point. He said, so often we pray against God's will for ourselves, right? I was praying, Lord, please help my business. Lord, please, you know, let this happen or that happen or whatever the intention was during the time, you know. Just praying to stay where I was when the Lord, meanwhile, had a much bigger destiny for me, a very different vocation. He wanted me proclaiming his message over over a national platform. He wanted me to reach not the continental United States, but the world. He wanted me to evangelize, to bring truth, to bring clarity, to pull back the veil, to be able to look at the issues of the day through the eyes of faith, to bring some rationality to the culture, right? To kind of pierce the din of misinformation that is out there, to proclaim the message of mercy. And all of this would happen. If I stayed where I was, I probably never would have written the book on divine mercy. I never would be praying the chapel with you every day. So if you're in that situation, my advice to you, just very quickly, and it just came to me today as I was praying, you know, pray for God's will to be done in your life. That should be your prayer. Just pray, Lord, your will be done, not mine. Your will be done, not mine. That's all you've got to pray. And when you do that, because that's exactly what happened to me. I got tired of beating my head against the wall. And I got tired of praying over and over and over again, you know. And I realized that, you know, I finally said, Lord, this is where you want me. Or if you want to take this all away from me, fine. Your will, not mine. And when I said that prayer and I released my attachment to the things I thought were so important to my family and to me and to my career and to where I wanted to be and what I wanted to do, a peace came and a freedom befell me. And as a result, you know, I could not have been more happy. You know, I could not. The Lord said to St. Faustina, I desire the souls distinguish themselves by boundless trust in my mercy. Boundless trust. Distinguish yourself. Trust in the Lord. If you're going through a hard time right now, if you have an abundant harvest of trials right now, it's a sign of great holiness that God wants you to attain. And you're in a special place right now. I'm telling you right now, you are in a place where the Lord is going to work with you. You know, you're writing your story. You know, your test is going to become your testimony. I really do believe that. I really believe God has wonderful things waiting for you. So just food for thought as I came in today. You know, I realized my prayer life has got to change. Yeah, I'll pray for the things I want, but I always qualify it. Lord, your will, not mine, right? Your will, not mine. So, you know, two things that I did during that time, and some advice for you. And the chaplet was not even really on my radar. It was. I had done this documentary on Divine Mercy, but I wasn't in love with it like I am today. I would pray the rosary, and I would pray the chaplet infrequently. I came to love both of these prayers. But I'll tell you what, the rosary was such a joy for me. I found myself speeding down the path to holiness through the rosary. And I really want to encourage you to pray this prayer. I want to encourage you to pray the chaplet because I'm telling you, miracles happen. Holes in hearts close up. The kidnapped are released. Organ transplants aren't needed. You know, we see miracles, right? Big, big-time miracles. You see the same thing with the rosary. My mother prayed the rosary for my alcoholic father, and he was totally cured and healed. So don't tell me addiction cannot be healed, that liberation cannot take place for those who struggle with it, because it can, and I'm a witness to it. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that. With the rosary, and I'm here to advocate both, comes such great protection. There's so many promises associated with the rosary. And you can call in too. You can share with me if you want a few of your rosary miracles or testimonies as well. But with the rosary comes special protection against evil. Maybe you're dealing with pornography or division in your family right now. The rosary is such a powerful armor against hell. The Virgin said that it would destroy vice, those sins, those attachments that you have. It would decrease sin, right? Pray the rosary if you're struggling with immorality. Pray the rosary for that son and daughter that's cohabitating. Pray that rosary for that same sex-attracted child that might be going down the wrong path. You know, pray the rosary. If you pray the rosary, the Virgin said you're going to attain a very high degree of heaven, very high degree of glory in heaven. Think about the power of the rosary. John Paul II was never without it. It was always in his hand, right? He always prayed the rosary. Take a look at some of the great saints that were always praying the rosary. And the thing I love about the chaplain, you know, the Lord Jesus said to Faustina, hey, anything you ask will be granted. He gives all these promises, et cetera, right? I won't go through them, you know. What did the Virgin say about the rosary? Check this one out, too. I love this. You shall obtain all you ask. You shall obtain all you ask by recitation of the rosary. You'll obtain all you ask. You know, if you promote the rosary, you'll be aided by me in your necessity. These are some of the promises of the rosary. You know, I just love it. God promises his protection. He promises that he would provide for you. He promised in your final hours there will be a grace for those who pray the rosary. In just a moment, I'm going to speak to Jim. He's my colleague here. He was sharing with me a story about the rosary that he had praying for a child. And maybe you've had the same thing. If you want to get in, share your story. It's 888-914-9149. But before I do that, I want to put something in your hands, okay? I want to give you something. And I've got to credit Relevant Radio. I mean, they've been so wonderful in spreading Marian devotion. That's my personal theology. I have such a deep Marian devotion. I love the Mother of God. She's brought me closer to her son. Pray the rosary and I pray the chaplet. You know, I love Divine Mercy and I take a bullet for it. I do anything I can to promote it. And Relevant Radio, you know, released the book, Mary at the Crossroads of History. It was written by Father Rocky. And it's a great book. It shows you the role of the Blessed Mother throughout the course of the past 2,000 years, right? And I hope you have that book because it's a great reader. It really shows you the special grace-filled time that we're in. Because at the Annunciation, the Virgin Mary, who had free will, accepted her role in salvation history. At the foot of the cross, as her son was bleeding to death, barely able to breathe, he proclaimed her our spiritual mother. And from that moment forward, she became your mother and mine, our spiritual mother. And across the century, she's interceded. And she's given us this gift of the rosary, right? This powerful gift of the rosary. So Relevant comes to me. They asked me to write this book on Divine Mercy, which I do. And I love it. And it was a grace. And oh, I could not be happier about what I've been able to do. And then Father Rocky, because he's been praying the rosary at night, and he and I were talking about this too, just how powerful the rosary is. He wanted to have you better understand the luminous mysteries. He wants you to better understand the power of the rosary, why John Paul II and St. Jose Maria Escriva and so many others love this prayer. And he wrote a book, and you might have missed this announcement, but it's available. I know they run every hour here on the network, but I want you to get yours because they're free, okay? It's absolutely free for you. If you go to relevantradio.com right now, or you use your mobile app, don't call the front desk. My poor Rose, who's on our front desk, is inundated with calls. You have to go online, okay? So relevantradio.com or simply, you know, go to the mobile app and get your book. Sign up for it. It'll get sent to you. No strings attached. There will be no shipping charges for you. Nothing at all. It's strictly yours. And I'd encourage you to get it. And I'd love to hear from you, too. You can dial in 888-914-9149. Do me a favor. Pray for my wife, too, if you could. She hurt her foot, and I had to take her to urgent care last night. She actually broke a bone in her foot. So she's in a kind of one of those weird casts, you know, those blow-up casts, strap-on casts. It's frustrating for her because she's got a lot to do. So remember her if you could. In your rosary and in your chapel as well. Jim is with me today. Jim, you got to share your story with everybody if you don't mind. You prayed the rosary for the souls, right, in purgatory? And I love that because I used to go to church every day. I'd pray the rosary for the souls. I'd have masses offered for the souls. And I've had encounters with purgatorial souls who've shown me their presence, and I've seen the fruit of their intercession. But what happened to you?
Well, yeah, it's just it's a powerful thing because they're so forgotten, and I think they need our prayers so much. So my wife and I, we were blessed to, after some struggles with fertility and infertility, and miscarriage, we were blessed to be to have a child, Sebastian, our oldest, and then we went into marriage thinking we were going to have a whole bunch of kids. You know, we were open. So unfortunately, you know, that wasn't God's plan, but we prayed and prayed and prayed, and our son even got in on it. He was 3, 4, and then 5. And it's kind of interesting because you said we're going to talk about the rosary and the power of the rosary. This upcoming Friday is the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And about 6 years ago, we actually went to this, it's an annual Mass Novena and it's at the Carmelite Monastery. It's just outside of St. Louis, and we're missing it right now because I'm here and it's there. But we went every night to that novena of masses and prayed with that intention. And Sebastian, he was four at the time, and he knew what we were praying for. And so, goodness, you know, God's time is not our time, and we don't always get exactly what we want when we want it, as you've said so many times. But as the year went on, we kept praying and praying. And, you know, it was actually on the Feast of All Souls. I was at confession, and a priest told me, he said, pray to the poor souls and pray for them. He said, pray to the ones who struggled with what you're struggling with. And I said, you know, that's interesting. I never thought of it that way. So I said, you know, we need to be praying more for the poor souls in purgatory. And or some, you know, as we call the holy souls in purgatory. Right. And so my wife and I decided to make a rosary novena, 54-day rosary novena for the souls in purgatory. And we said, when you get there, when you get to heaven,
wow,
dear souls, please pray for us that we may have a child. Of course, there's the days of prayer and the days of Thanksgiving in that rosary novena. And it was a week,
one. Exactly,
it's a week after we finished that rosary novena.
Wow. What my brother,
and we found out we were expecting.
That is unbelievable. What's your name, the child?
Georgia. And of course, it's a beautiful name, but Maria Therese, after Mary and Saint Therese.
I love it. My mother prayed the 54-day rosary novena over and over again. And that's really what I think brought the liberation of my father from his addiction. My wife and I, when we were pregnant with each one of our kids, we did the same thing. The second we found out she was pregnant, we prayed a 54-day rosary novena, entrusting each child to the Mother of God and to her protection. So I love that. But to your point about the souls, they do intercede. They need our prayers. They can't pray for themselves anymore. I mean, the church's teaching on that is very clear. But they can intercede, and they can pray for you while in that purgatorial state. They can't pray for themselves. It won't change their state. But our prayers and our masses do. And Susan Tassone says all the time, they will be your greatest advocate. You know, you'll have an eternal friend. So you've got a lot of people interceding for your children, I'm sure.
Exactly. And it's really all about the body of Christ, is that we're all praying together. And it's just such a beautiful thing. And that's sometimes why I wonder, like, how, God, why are you letting the world go like this? And he's not. He's asking us all to turn to his mother.
That's right.
And all unite as the body of Christ and pray. And it's going to happen. You say in that, we hear it on the radio, life is winning. It's winning. Yeah. One day at a time, one soul at a time, one child at a time. So
I love it. Well, congratulations on your beautiful family.
Well, we're blessed.
And you're just saying, we want to pray for your wife, too.
Thanks.
I know she's had her battle. We talked about that in the past with cancer. So if you could remember Jim's wife, I know he'd appreciate that. And he's got a big decision to make, too. He's got some transition ahead of him. So keep him in his prayers.
Thanks, Drew.
And I've got a story to share with you one day. I haven't shared with anybody, but I do want to share the story with you.
Looking forward to it.
It's God's providence. It's a story that, you know, I have never even shared it on the air. I mean, it's a pretty powerful story of God's providence. It's amazing. One day I think I'll write about it. I think I'll certainly do that. Okay, if you want to join me, let me do this. I'll open the phones, 888-914-9149. I'd love to hear your stories as well. You know, Padre Pio was visited, they say, by more purgatorial souls. You don't think, you know, souls, you know, appreciate your prayers? So many came to him seeking his prayers, but they came also giving thanks for the masses that he would offer for. More souls visited him, they say, than the hundreds of thousands of people that would come to San Giovanni Rotondo there in Italy and seek his prayer. So a lot of souls in purgatory. Turn to him. Pray for them. Do them a favor. Pray the rosary. It's liberating. It is liberating. All right, when we come back, I'll take a short break now, Patrick, then I'll take these calls. I'll grab a few calls, 888-914-9149. I'll also share with you another story about the rosary, how it saved a man's life on September 11th. But feel free to give us a call. Also, the Luminous Mysteries. You know, Father Rocky, before I take that break, I want to give you a quick reminder as well. And you might not have heard this, but Relevant Radio is giving away a free book for you. It's a beautifully printed book. The image is stunning on the front of it. And it's called Treasures of the Rosaries and Reflections by Those Who Pray It Daily. So maybe you don't pray the rosary much. The book contains rosary meditations by the great St. Jose Maria Escriva, by John Paul II, who had a special relationship with the Mother God. He was incredibly connected to her. He lost his mother very young in life, and she became his mother. Of course, Father Rocky, he writes in this book as well, and he calls himself the editor of it. It's a great book. It's really so much of his impetus behind the book. So they're limited. Here's the deal. Book is only available for a limited time. So sand is draining through the hourglass, I like to say. That's why today I really wanted to talk about it, just to put it back on your radar, okay? RelevantRadio.com/treasure will get you right there to the book, okay? RelevantRadio.com/treasures. RelevantRadio.com/treasures. Just go to the website right now during this break. Plug in your name and address. They'll send it to you free. No strings attached. No shipping, no handling, nothing, okay? And that's yours. You can always join Father and pray the rosary a little bit later tonight at 7 p.m. Short break. We'll come back, and then let's talk, okay?
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit RelevantRadio.com/Forrester.
Connecting you to the true, good, and beautiful.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining me, taking a look at two very powerful devotions. Of course, a chaplet, which I love, and then the rosary. Those are the two weapons that I have with me. You know what's cool? I only need to carry one weapon. I've got my rosary beads in my pocket, and I can pray both the rosary or the chaplet on those set of beads. Talking today a little bit about the rosary, just reminding you, because I just found out that really for a limited time, Father Rocky's book on the rosary is going to be available, and you can go to relevantradio.com/treasures if you want to get one. So go check it out. Okay, let me take a few calls. I'd love to hear how God worked in your life, in particular through these beautiful prayers. Janine is listening in Pennsylvania. Janine, good afternoon.
Hi, I'm calling about the Divine Chaplet of Mercy and the Rosary working miracles. My neighbor was healed from pancreatic cancer. I was praying the chaplet and the rosary every day for weeks. And wow. He had his last checkup, and the pancreatic cancer is in an operation. The pancreatic cancer is completely gone. He's in remission.
Wow. Praise God.
Praise God is right. Amen. And my best friend's granddaughter was hospitalized at age 6 weeks with meningitis, and she wasn't expected to live. And wow. She was down at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia for 6 weeks in the newborn ICU. And God bless her. She is going to be 6 months old at the end of this month. Gosh. And you'd never know anything happened to her. Great. And my best friend and I would pray the chaplet every night and the rosary every night. And God bless her. She's perfectly fine. Like, you'd never know anything happened.
I love you.
Meningitis,
so it really serious.
Does work miracles.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Janine, thank you. Thanks for calling and sharing that, because it gives a lot of parents right now whose children are in critical situation or somebody else who's battling cancer a lot of hope. God hears prayers. And we don't know. Yeah, of course, you know what his will in our life is. And as I often say, we have to submit to that. But I'm with you. I just love that testimony, because meningitis, pancreatic cancer, and a lot of times, too, I never diminish this either, because God does use sometimes the natural. He uses medicine and the gift of technology to bring about healing. We've got to be open to that. But I just say trust. The Lord's going to know. He knows your heart. He knows what you're praying for. And all things work together for the good. Let's take a few more calls. Thank you, Janine. I'll go to... Nick is next. He's listening in Frankfort, Illinois. Hi, Nick. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Great to hear you. You've got such a beautiful voice. I love your voice.
Thank you, sir.
Being such a blessing and answering the call day in and day out. You're just a one person.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Rosary and the chaplet, they've both been around, but they came to us, what, about 100 years apart? I look at that Divine Mercy coming to us through... St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, and then obviously emphasized through St. Faustina. But my mentor, meaning that instrument that the Lord used to bring me in relationship with our Lady and our Lord, who taught me the rosary. I never prayed the rosary until I was 26 years old. Well, fast forward, he was 90 years old back in April, and he was on his deathbed, and I found out about it, and I was able to miraculously get down to Florida to be at his deathbed. And I was able to get our Divine Mercy ministry at our parish back home in Mokena, Illinois, St. Mary's Parish. I got them all iPadded in to pray the chaplet with Peter on April 30th of 2020, which was the feast day, the 20th anniversary of the feast day of Divine Mercy instituted by Pope John Paul and the canonization of Sister Faustina. Right. So we were at his deathbed, and I also FaceTimed in all his law partners at his law office in Chicago Heights, and we were all praying it together.
That's great.
And then he passed away the following Saturday, on First Saturday. So
wow.
Our Lady with the Rosary. We prayed the checklist together. In a culmination, she brought him to face our Lord on first Saturday.
That's great.
Hey, thought it was just a beautiful
Nick, that's awesome. There's no coincidence in God, is there? His timing's perfect.
And absolutely not.
I love it.
Absolutely not. We just have to recognize it day in and day out.
You got it. Well, brother, thank you for your call. It's good to hear from you. I appreciate your kind words, too. We'll take your calls. I have a few minutes. It's 888-914-9149. These are two very beautiful prayers. They're not in competition with one another. They're blessings, really. They're gifts from heaven for us. And let me go to Judy next. She's listening in Norwalk, California. Hi, Judy. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew.
Hey.
Hey, I'm calling because I'm skeptical. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like, I mean, my mother makes rosaries forever, and I believe every, I mean, I just feel like I'm betraying God somehow.
By praying the rosary?
Yeah, by praying to Mary, because there's such an emphasis on it, like, you know, and I hear all the wonderful things, and I'm like, wow, that's great, I'm ready for it, but...
Right. Well, look,
I need encouragement or something.
I love it. First of all, you're not alone. All right. There's a lot. I once asked Dr. Mark Miravalli, a noted Mariologist, this very question, because at one point in my own spirituality, I found myself praying to through the intercession of Our Lady more than going, let's say, to Jesus or to God. And, you know, is that right? Is that just? And he once said to me, he said something to me. It's kind of resonated when he said, you know, if somebody comes to you, Drew, they ask your mother for something, or they compliment your mother, or they have devotion to your mother, does that upset you or does that please you? I said, well, it'll please me. And any time that your mother is, you know, acknowledged and she's taken well, you know, good care of, of course it pleases you. Here's the thing about the rosary, Judy, and this is the way you can look at it. John Paul II, he said, look, the rosary is Christocentric. And what he meant by that is that it's really all about the life of Jesus Christ. That's what the prayer is about. You are meditating on the passion. You're meditating on the life of Christ through the eyes of the Mother of God. Will God be displeased if you pray the rosary? Not at all. I think he'll be pleased because you're honoring his mother and her yes and her role in salvation history. At the same time, you'll please Our Lady and you'll honor the Lord by meditating on the mysteries of his life, his death, his resurrection. Of course, the great luminous mysteries that were added by John Paul II. So don't beat yourself up over it. And you know, there's nothing wrong with you can certainly pray at the chaplet, but I'll tell you, Marian devotion for me, this is my personal testimony on it, sped me down the path to holiness and into the arms of Christ. It made me love Christ and appreciate God the Father and the Spirit so much more. And I think it was an accelerated journey because Our Lady takes us by the hand, and it's never about her. It's always about her son. So just try it. Start slow. Start small. All right? Maybe a decade at a time. And just ask the Lord to give you the grace. All right? I know he'll do that for you. I think also of this. You know, I mean, Padre Pio, one of the great mystics of the 20th century, he prayed it. He prayed 36 rosaries a day, they say. You know, he called the rosary his weapon. And all the great popes, John Paul II, Leo the 13th wrote 9 encyclicals on this prayer. That's how powerful the rosary is. John the 23rd spoke 38 times on the rosary and Our Lady. They said he prayed 15 decades daily. And Pope Francis, when he came to visit John Paul II, I think it was during one of his ad lima visits, he saw John Paul II's love of the rosary. And as a result of it, so inspired him to begin to pray it every day. And the reason I love it too, just a final thought for you here, Judy, I've seen the fruit of it. All right. My mother prayed it for my father. And she taught me the beauty of this prayer, and it's such a great prayer to fall in love with the Lord. So that's where I am on it. A quick personal story here, and then I'll go back to the phones. One day, my mother and father were taking a walk in an arboretum, and my father, he had at the time was struggling either with gambling or with alcoholism, whatever his addiction at the time was. He was battling with that. I think he was coming out of it, and he gave up his career as a secular broadcaster, and he ended up using his talents. They formed, believe it or not, a Catholic radio program in the Philadelphia tri-state area. One of the first in the nation to do this. This is under the blessing of John Cardinal Kroll. And he began to fall in love with his faith, and he began to pray much more. And they were walking. My mother was on one side of him, and he was maybe a step behind her, and he heard a voice, a woman's voice, and it said, pray the rosary. And he turned to my mother. He says, "Did you just tell me to pray the rosary? What did you say?" He goes, "No, she was praying the rosary. She was walking silently." He goes, "No, I didn't say anything." So they walked a little bit further, and and all of a sudden he heard this woman's voice again. It was very clear, very distinct. It was very audible. It was very exterior. It wasn't interior. And it said, "Pray the rosary." And he knew that Our Lady was inviting him to pray the rosary. The day that he heard that voice, he began to pray the rosary daily. And it would be the rosary that broke the chains of his addiction and led him to true freedom. My father was free from his addiction for the past 20 years of his life before God ultimately called him home and became a great champion of it. But my mother never stopped praying it. Never, ever stopped praying it. It's a powerful prayer, as I said, that will break vice. It will dispel vice. It will dispel heresy. And we need it today in this culture, don't we? Think of all of the confusion, the heretical teaching that is influencing the culture and your children. When Our Lady came in 1917, she came under that very title, Our Lady of the Rosary. And she warned of what loomed in the future. She gave us the answer, pray the rosary. Rosary and the chaplet, two great gifts, right? Two great gifts. Sign up, learn a little bit more about the rosary. You can check out Father Rocky's book, Treasures of the Rosary, by going to relevantradio.com/treasures. relevantradio.com/treasures. I need to take a short pause. Time's the enemy, right? News and headlines are straight ahead. I got an hour more with you. Hang out with me.